Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, what's going on? Hey. We're gonna die!
Get the hell out of the cockpit!
You fuck.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis, and the Don of ADSB. Don, he's putting an end to using that technology to find pilots at at least in airports in Florida for now. Looks like we got a bill that's going to put that bring it to an end. Thank God. At the end of June, then a celebratory touch and go thing at. At the Kissimmee Airport on July 1st, just for fun and frolic for pilots. And that's going to be quite a thing. You're going to be talking about that or encouraging people to join you for that event at Sun and Fun here coming up in a few weeks or what?
Well, I'll be speaking at Sun and Fun. I think most of the crowd at Sun and Fun is going to be more, national than necessarily regional to Florida. So I don't know how much I'll spend on that in Sun and Fun, but there may be a mention or two.
Yeah, well, the thing is, this just covers Florida, but I mean, this is a problem that is kind of popping up all across the country. So hopefully this is the first big win to kind of squash some of that. But I have a feeling there's going to be some more battles down the road, at least in other states, until maybe something on the federal level can take place. Is that right, Don?
That is. And I'll call out the other major state right now focus on this is Arizona, with all the controversy around Falcon Field. And it's very heated. And Arizona's bill is a blanket. You may not use ADSB for billing if it passes. No exceptions. No weight limit. No part numbers. Nothing. You cannot use it. So we'll watch Arizona closely.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we were promised in the first place, right? Yeah. So, you've actually put in some parameters like over 12,000 pounds or what was that?
Yeah, right? I think anything under 12.5. Yeah.
12.5, right. Okay. Yeah. They can't do it. But over, they could. But really, when they set this technology up, when they set up the system, it was supposed to be Arizona's bill. Like, you're not supposed to use any of this for billing. It's only for safety. We want all the pilots to have this in their aircraft. It's a big expense, but it's all about making flying safer because it gives you more awareness about it where everyone is. Right, Dennis?
Yep. And Don and I were talking about this at the break. We're not opposed to creative, novel uses of the ADSB data. There's a company called Virtual Tower that offers a service to airport managers that actually tracks all of the takeoffs and landings at a particular airport. And I think that's a fantastic use of the technology because it's helping those airport managers understand how much traffic they have coming into and out of their airports and things like that. So it's able to help them better plan what type of infrastructure upgrades may be needed and things like that. So that's a great use. What other future uses might we come up with? But using it as a ATM for it is unacceptable.
Yeah. Well, you got to manage staff. I mean, knowing where, the pilots are coming in or when they're coming in and touching or where they're doing touch and goes or coming in using the airport facilities. Like you said, it helps them plan and manage the airport better. So, yeah, that makes sense. But, fees, that once again, it kind of goes back to when they set this up. It wasn't it was specifically discussed that we will not use this technology to find pilots or use it in that thing. That was discussed. The only downside to the whole thing, I guess that wasn't officially written down as part of the effort when they did that, even though it was discussed. But it wasn't like, put pen to paper, I guess, in the bill for ADSB. Is that right, Dennis, or what?
Well, I think the issue is it's not the FAA that's doing this. The FAA was specifically said we will not use this for enforcement, so we're not going to go searching ADSB records and looking for people that are in a particular area that may be busted in altitude. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do it for that, and we're not going to use it for billing. But apparently they didn't bother to exclude the private businesses that could suddenly take this and say, hey, we can bill on your behalf, and it's not the FAA doing it. Loophole.
Right. Well, it's like the aliens. You know, the government knows nothing about the aliens, so they say, but all the private contractors have this, you know, the down spaceships and the alien bodies and everything. That's what I've heard. And that's probably true.
Well,
so that's the loophole.
Politicians probably are infected with some alien or something.
Well, it could be.
That's
could.
Pulling the strings.
Maybe we've
all seen
Men
in Black with the little guy inside the body.
Yeah. Well, Don, at Sun and Fun, this may be brought up a little bit, you said, but, are there any other companies other than in states like Arizona that bill you're watching? But are there other companies like what's the company that did
it? Yeah.
Company
AltaPort.
Vector was Kissimmee.
Yep. And AltaPort is AltaPort. Right now doing mobile area airports. I understand there was a bill that was brought up in Alabama. Unfortunately, I think that fizzled out very quickly. So I would encourage any listeners that are in Alabama, reach out to your state representatives.
Well, obviously, you've gotten feedback from the manager at Kissimmee, the mayor of Kissimmee. You know, you're working back and forth with them. They're a little annoyed, but, you know, they got to eat it. Have you heard anything from the folks at Vector or any of these other companies have been pitching these airports? Are they staying mum and behind the scenes and scattering, or have they made any comment to you one way or another? What do you
think? I honestly have no open communication with them. At one point, the CEO for Vector had found his way into our Facebook group.
Yeah.
And after, I think, a lot of evidence that it was not a good forum for him to be part of, we removed him from that. And I've not heard anything further.
Why was that exactly? Why was it not? Because it was he spewing nonsense, or they just knew who he was and like, next thing you know, they're flaming them or what?
Yeah, it was a few different factors. So, if you're the CEO of Vector doing this atrocity, is what I would call it, to pilots, right, and you join a group with thousands of pilots that are being affected by this, you can't expect that you're going to be welcomed warmly. Yeah. And he did an interview with I hate to even use the word a reporter, but a guy I think named Jeremy King. Who did an article with him, and he referred to our online group as an angry mob full of pitchforks. And, you know, he said he's receiving death threats. And of course, when I got word of that, I was like, tell me who did we report it? And then he went quiet. So, I think he came in and somehow was expecting people to not express their opinions of what they think of him and his efforts to use this ADS-B technology for billing.
Right.
And when it became very clear that he was getting upset with the people getting upset at him and it was building up, I decided, along with another co-administrator I have, we agreed that it was time to remove him.
And, okay. So he was playing the victim card. And it sounded like, okay, whatever. What it is. So, you know, it would be interesting to kind of, you know, after they see what has happened, do they have any second thoughts too, or they're going to just keep pushing and find some other sucker to, you know, buy into their idea, or can they adjust their program to do more of the positive stuff, like Dennis was saying, like, you know, managing the airport and providing technology in that sense where pilots could get on board with? What do you think, Dennis?
Well, I'm more afraid that they're going to say, okay, fine, we can't do it with ADS-B. Well, let's start putting license plate reader cameras on the ends of the runway or something. Basically, partner with a company like Flock that's already got the technology out there. And they're technically not using ADS-B, but they're now recording every landing at an airport. And, you know, maybe they could put that to use and we could actually grade those landings and learn something from them. But, you know, they're going to use automated technology to read the tail numbers off the airplanes and send you a bill.
Oh, boy.
Okay. That's legal in the current, you know, billing strategies that we have. It's not using the ADS-B data, but, you know, that's what I'm afraid of, is that it's a stopgap.
Mm. And I've heard that idea challenged on our Facebook group. I would think if they could easily implement the technology for that, they would have done it
already
to get around.
Exactly. Let's not give them any ideas. Too late. I don't know. But on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
J. Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.